The director of the Springfield City Library is pursuing funding to use a recently closed branch library as a place where people could sit at computer terminals to access the internet and take out handheld electronic reading devices on loan loaded with downloaded books. But visitors would not find any paper copies of books. People have access to e-books now at most public libraries in Massachusetts, but they must have their own computer or a personal e-reader. Springfield Library Director Molly Fogarty said e-books accounted for just 1% of the library's total circulation last year, but she believes there would be demand to justify an all-digital library.
I do, because more and more materials are becoming available online, and people, I think what we're going to do is take that extra step. So if you have a computer at home, or you have an iPad, or you have a Nook, a Kindle, you can do that now. But if you don't have that equipment, we're going to make it easier for you to get books online.
The first all-digital library in the country opened just 2 months ago in San Antonio, Texas. 8,000 people signed up initially to use it. It cost $2.5 million to build. It has an internet cafe appearance with 48 computer stations and 600 e-readers available to loan to library patrons.
I've seen so much change, you know, in 5 years, 10 years. I think we're going to be looking, libraries are shifting, so we're looking at certainly books and media, but less of collections and more community space and more computers in our libraries. So we're seeing that as a national trend.
There is no budget yet for the all-electronic library project in Springfield. Fogarty said she will explore grant applications and perhaps turn to the nonprofit Friends of the Springfield Library for funding. The plan is to put the all-digital library in the former Liberty Street Library, which was one of two branches closed earlier this year as part of a reorganization that resulted in longer hours at the remaining branches. The city already announced plans to spend $80,000 to renovate part of the closed Liberty Street Library for use as a senior citizen drop-in center. Work to install the wiring and space for the computer terminals could be done as part of the renovations at little added cost. The proposal received informal but enthusiastic endorsements from several city councilors who were briefed on the plan at a meeting Friday. City Councilor Kateri Walsh said it would be an exciting first for Springfield.
You know, I would hate to see books not be used and not actually having a printed book you can read from. But, I mean, I think we have to be realistic about the technology and what people are using to read today.
Many people in the neighborhood served by the Liberty Street Library were upset when it closed, according to City Councilor Michael Fenton, who says now the building can continue to be a city resource for years to come.
It's exciting to see that this type of technology is going to be coming to our neighborhood to help offset and supplement some of the services that we've been giving up in the form of repurposing this building to a senior center.
There are also plans to build a small park next to the Liberty Street Library. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.